Welcome back to the Mike Bates Show. This is Mike Bates. In every story about Trump opposing mail-in voting because of fraud concerns, and by every story, I do mean literally every story. There hasn't been a single exception. In every story about Trump opposing mail-in voting because of fraud concerns, the so-called journalist then says something like, which Trump claims without providing any proof, or that no evidence exists that supports the president's claim, or that Trump claims happens but really doesn't. I mean, it's inappropriate editorializing in the middle of what should be a news story. But that's not the worst of it. The worst of it is that they're wrong. Voter fraud does happen. And it's a lot easier to do through the mail than at a polling location. Ah, but Mike, you're speculating. Sure, it could happen, but it doesn't happen. You and Trump are just fear-mongering. Oh, yeah? Who is Caesar Peter Abutin? He's a guy from Los Angeles. His mother died 14 years ago. But he voted by mail in her name in 3 subsequent elections. And he also voted in his own name, so this guy got to vote twice for his preferred candidates. Now, he's pled not guilty, but if he does get convicted, he'll probably just get a slap on the wrist, even though election crime is one of the most serious crimes you can commit. Arguably, it's worse than a mass murder because the crime is against every citizen. The integrity of the vote goes to the legitimacy of the government, which at the very heart of our republic is the people's confidence that the government we have, however much we may not like it, is the government we collectively elected. And when people commit voter fraud, they call all that into question. Who is Laura Seeds? She's the wife of a city councilman in Española, New Mexico. She was convicted of 2 counts of election fraud in 2016 using absentee ballots, although it's believed she voted with far more than the 2 she was charged with. Her husband, Robert Seeds, won his election by 2 votes. Guess what he's doing now? Why, he's serving on the city council, despite proof that he won fraudulently. Laura is accused of voter fraud during the 2018 election also. Her sentence for the first crime? A whopping 6 months of house arrest, plus 5 years of supervised probation. She could have received 7.5 years in prison. And Laura Seeds wasn't committing fraud alone in that race. One of her husband's campaign workers, a guy named Dion Herrera, pled guilty to forging signatures on absentee ballots. He got 18 months of probation. And if he behaves himself, his felony conviction will be expunged from his record. Who is Albert Melton? I'll give you a hint. He's the former mayor of Gordon, Alabama. Yeah, I know, that hint doesn't help you much. And don't think I'd ever heard of the guy until I began researching voter fraud in detail earlier this week, so I could share examples with you today. Albert Melton was removed from his position as mayor of Gordon, Alabama in December of 2018 after he was convicted of 2 counts of voter fraud for falsifying vote-by-mail ballots and verification documents. The number of absentee ballots that he fraudulently cast is not known, but he won the race by only 16 votes. He was sentenced to 1 year in jail, followed by 2 years of probation. Who is Jeremy Robbins? He's a 40-year-old guy from Portland who was fined a whopping $440 after being convicted of casting ballots for president in both Oregon and Washington. And I should clarify that $440 fine. That was the extent of his initial sentence. No jail time, no probation, no community service, just a $440 fine. But then the judge waived that. So Jeremy Robbins was convicted of committing felony vote-by-mail fraud and faced literally no consequences whatsoever. And I'm not sure he even lost his right to vote because Oregon restores voting rights for felons after they've completed their sentences. He had no sentence. So he'll probably vote again this year. Hopefully just once, though. Who is Marjorie Gale? She's an Oregon woman who voted in both her name and in her daughter's name in the 2016 presidential election. Now, Oregon has been a vote-by-mail state for many years, which means that every registered voter gets a ballot in the mail. So when ballots arrived for both her and her daughter, she filled them both out and mailed them back. Why didn't her daughter fill it out? Well, she was away at college. So mom did it for her. Yeah, well, that was illegal. And she got caught. Her punishment? A $750 fine. Oh, I'm not done. There are plenty more examples. And I'll give them to you when the Mike Bates Show continues.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. At Roberts & Roberts, you can buy gold, silver, and platinum with confidence from a firm that has specialized in the precious metals market since 1977. If you are new to precious metals, Roberts & Roberts can provide you the information you need to make an informed decision whether or not you choose to purchase from us. If you are experienced in the markets, you'll appreciate Roberts & Roberts' personal service and low prices. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, 478-5270. 478-5270.
Hi, I'm Gerald Gillis. I own All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90 across from Big Lots. Let me first thank those of you who have allowed me to service and repair your cars, trucks, and RVs. Without you, All Pro Tune-Up would not exist. I am well aware that my customers are my most important asset, and I hope I've met your expectations. For those of you whom I haven't met yet, please accept my invitation to visit my staff and me at All Pro Tune-Up. The firm you choose for your vehicle's care is critical. It impacts every part of your life, not the least of which is your wallet. My number one goal is to service and repair your vehicle correctly without breaking your bank. As I've said before, if you need a radiator hose, I am not going to replace your radiator. In a small town like ours, a business is only as good as its reputation, and I want to be known as an honest technician. Maybe you have a question that needs an answer. Maybe price is an issue. Let's talk about it. I answer many questions daily free of charge, and I'm glad to do so. Whatever you need, I'm sure we can work it out. But I can't help you if you don't come see me at All Pro Tune-Up on Highway 90 in Milton across from Big Lots. I'm Gerald Gillis, and I'm looking forward to meeting you, if I haven't already.
Our family has been serving authentic Italian food in America since 1948. It was Steve's grandparents who opened the first Italian restaurant ever in Mississippi. Hi, this is Lisa Lilo of Lilo's Tuscan Grill and Gulf Breeze. We love to cook, and we've enjoyed serving our family recipes here in Florida since 1992. We welcome you to our table to experience delicious food, fine wine, and the most beautiful sunsets on the bay. We're Lilo's Tuscan Grill at the Quality Inn at the south end of the 3 Mile Bridge in Gulf Breeze.
Printers of Pensacola will do pretty much any custom printing you could want. Signs and banners? Sure. Printers of Pensacola make signs and banners up to 50 yards long, posters too, all in beautiful full color. Want to customize your car or truck? Printers of Pensacola does everything from magnetic signs to decals to full vehicle wraps. Spice up your storefront with customized and installed UV-resistant see-through signs on your windows. If you want it printed, you want Printers of Pensacola. On Garden at E Street, 434-2588.
Do you remember when your car shifted gears smoothly and you didn't worry about a breakdown every time you drove? Well, happy days are here again! Just bring your vehicle to Everett Transmissions in Milton and Everett will fix your transmission and warranty it for 3 years and 100,000 miles. Everett's reputation for quality work is so good that customers have cars towed from 75 miles away because they want Everett to do the repair. Everett Transmissions on Stewart Street, across from the Navy Plane at Milton High School.
Hi, this is personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross. I've been serving Northwest Florida for over 40 years. We have 5 offices throughout the Panhandle to meet clients face-to-face, specifically Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. We specialize in auto accident cases and represent people for dog bites and slip falls as well. If you need us, call 434-3333 or visit us at the web at grossandschuster.com.
When you need auto parts, you can pay full retail for new, or you can get it from us and save up to 80%. Hi, I'm Jim Butler from Butler Auto Recycling. We sell original parts in working condition that have been removed from our vehicles. and our parts are guaranteed to work on your car or truck. An engine or transmission can cost into the thousands. We sell ours in the hundreds. Come see us in Pensacola on Palafox Street, about a mile north of Airport Boulevard, or at our location in East Milton's Industrial Park off Highway 90. Visit us online at butlerautorecycling.com.